Happy to bring in, since we're based here in Miami, happy to bring in Miami Dolphins lineman, Jermon Bushrod of the show. Jermon, how are you? Jim and Sean with the Sports Bosses. What's going on?
I'm good. Jim and Sean, how you doing, man? I'm doing all right. How are y'all?
We're doing great, man. First of all, I last time we saw you, you were having foot surgery. How you doing? How you feeling, man?
Actually, I got my thumb and my wrist worked on, man. My foot was healing up. It's in the process of still healing up, but that's feeling a lot better. But I had a thumb and wrist deal. I had to go ahead and get fixed up. You know, we've been kind of battling with that all year, but you know, we're heading in the right direction now. I got this big cast on my arm, so I'll be good to go soon.
That's all right, man. You get that thing signed like the kids now. Get some anime on there. You'll be all right, man.
I'll be all good. I can't complain. Baby.
No doubt. Well, listen, you are uniquely qualified for this Super Bowl week to sit here and talk to us because you won a Super Bowl with the Saints. You remember the team that won Super Bowl 44, and you also blocked for Jay Ajayi when he had that monstrous season 2 years ago, and he's playing in the Super Bowl. Just tell us about what this week is when you're playing in it, man, because I know you try to make it business as usual. It's a trip, but, you know, between media days and running here, you almost just want to play some football, right?
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's a pretty unique and pretty special opportunity for the guys, but, you know, it's more of the hype for, you know, the family and the friends and everybody else that's around the Super Bowl. But when it comes after media days, like once you get to Minnesota or wherever the Super Bowl will be that year, you know, you kind of have that Monday to enjoy yourself, kind of take it in. Same with Tuesday, you know, the media day hype. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a little crazy, but that's all good. But once Tuesday night, Wednesday morning rolls around, it's just another game week, and you have to prepare at a high level. You know, it's not just another game week, but it's the game week, and you have to, you know, your preparation has to be at an all-time high. Your focus has to be locked in. You can't be. You have to limit your distractions, especially Super Bowl week, because it's a lot going on. You know, it's the party. It's the, you know, you're going to have a lot of family and friends in town. It's ticket request, the dinner reservation. So, you know, you have to have all that kind of stuff kind of just taken care of, or you have somebody else who can take care of it for you, because at the end of the day, you're there to win a game, and what's most important is you need to take care of yourself, take care of your body and your preparation. And after Sunday, if you do what you got to do, then that's when the real celebration starts.
I bet. Well, you won it in Miami. Talk about distractions. Minnesota, it's 5 degrees, so it's nothing but work and back to the hotel, I would imagine. It's 5 degrees outside.
Hey, either way, they're going to have these teams are going to have a pretty cool party in the hotel just staying in. It's just the winning team. It's just, it's just going to be a lot more fun, and, you know, you won't have to talk about it too much. It's just such a grind to get there. You just want to go there and you want to do everything you can to come out on the winning side of things. But, yeah, you're right. Don't worry. But if they win, it don't even matter. That night is going to be that's going to be the best night, you know, especially if you've never won a Super Bowl or anything like that in your life. I don't care how it feels outside. You're going to go have a good time. And, you know, you're going to enjoy the people that came down with you.
Now, Jermon, when you were looking at your media days, now they make it this whole, you know, it's a big production and everything. What was the craziest thing that you saw on media day?
Man, to be honest, there was people, reporters, there were people from all over the place, you know, not just in the United States, international. You know, you might have had a couple kids come up to you asking questions. And, you know, it's pretty cool to see that these kids and, you know, coming over here and starting their passion at such a young age. I think that was kind of one of the unique things. Was it about 9 years ago? Yeah, so now it's just, you know, those things are heightening. There's more people from all over the place there at media day. It's a very unique and special event. You know, definitely something that's pretty special to be a part of.
Talking to Jermon Bushrod. You can follow him on Twitter at J_Bushrod7475. And speaking of kids and speaking of something special, you do some great work with the Visualize and Rise Foundation. Tell us about that and tell us what's going on with that.
You know, it was kind of like after we won that Super Bowl, after I kind of had the opportunity to, you know, not really solidify myself in the league that day, but, you know, I had the opportunity to start, had the opportunity to play. You know, my family and I thought it would be a tremendous opportunity to, you know, start to give back to our community. And over the years, it's grown. We try to help as many, you know, underprivileged youth, at-risk youth, and in families in need financially, certain situations. You know, we hold different functions to raise money for scholarships. We have free youth football camps to teach the youth the correct way to try to, you know, play this, you know, violent game that we play. And, you know, we're helping out around the community, around the holidays, and helping families. So, you know, we're just trying to take some of this financial burden off some of these graduating seniors and some of these families around holiday time. And, you know, we're very blessed to be in, you know, to be in a position to help out.
Yeah, over $375,000 raised for the communities. Visualize and Rise, and that's Rise with a Z, R-I-Z-E. Visualizeandrise.org is where people can go get some more information on how to help and how to get after it. Now, I wanted to talk to you back on the field a little bit, Jermon. You blocked for Jay Ajayi in that 1,200-yard season. Tell us what makes him so special, and what can we look for this Sunday against the Patriots?
The thing about Jay was the thing that was so special about Jay and that year is, you know, when you're out there and you're grinding and you're fighting for yards, and you would, you know, get that guy to the line of scrimmage, and the way that he would fight to run through people, it just would motivate you to. You know, give just a little bit more, find a little bit more in that tank, because he's literally trying to leave it out there every single run. And I can remember, you know, he's the type of player that would just get better with the more carries you would give him. And, you know, so if he gets that opportunity in that Super Bowl and you let him get in the rhythm, that kid can really, he can really do something special in the Super Bowl, because I've seen it with my own eyes. I had the opportunity to be, you know, in the trenches with him and see how he can make some things happen. So I'm excited for him. It was tough losing him during the year, but I'm excited for him, you know, going forward, and hopefully they can pull it out.
Jermon, I got a question about the Visualize and Rise, your youth football camps that you do. I'm involved in a lot of the youth football down here in South Florida with a couple of the leagues there. What are your thoughts on the ages that they're starting some of these kids off in the tackle football?
Well, personally, I mean, I can only speak for me and the situation how I was raised and the situation I'm in. You know, my parents, you know, I didn't play football. You know, I didn't play football until I was 12 years old. And now that I look back on it, I've been to a couple games, Pee-wee football games, and I've watched a couple documentaries on the Pee-wee football leagues. To me, it's a little too much in my eyes. But, you know, who am I to say parents have their kids, they can put on whatever. But to me, it's too much. But, you know, because it's such a tough game to expose kids to those hits at such a young age when they're still developing like that. I think now that, you know, there's so many more leagues now and so many more ways that you can get the fundamentals of football across, and flag football and other ways that you can have fun playing football, then you can, you know, give your body a little rest until you feel like you're at an appropriate age when you can really kind of start to handle that. You know, the older you get, middle school, high school, college, the physicality gets higher, the guys get bigger, and so it's more of a risk. So when you start them early, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm fortunate that, you know, I didn't play until I was 12. You know, I think that kind of maybe helped me, and I played, you know, 3-4 different sports, so I think all that kind of helped, you know, my whole transition and becoming the football player that I am today. But, you know, to each their own. You know, I have a son, and, you know, he loves football, but he won't be playing
no time soon. Jermon, real quick, we're up against it. Are we going to see you again next year? 11 seasons in it. Are you coming back one more year?
You know, it's to the point where, you know, after I get this cast off, I can really kind of think about, you know, my future in this league. I enjoy playing. I love the locker room. Practice is a test. You know, you got to go on through those. But I just, it's going to be hard for me either way. You know, it's going to be hard for me physically and mentally. If I go back out there and do it again, it's going to be hard mentally if I'm not out there. So, you know, that's, I have a couple of things to kind of really think about that. I would love to fall into the right situation. I have to really, you know, kind of sit back and look at my career and you know, assess how I am physically, how I am mentally, and then, you know, kind of see what's really out there, see what, you know, organizations would want me to come in and do.
Thanks, Jermon.